With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Women in states that have outlawed abortion are ordering abortion pills through the mail from out-of-state doctors and oftentimes foreign countries. After Texas banned most abortions, orders from Texas residents tripled for abortion pills from Aid Access, an online-only abortion pill company in Europe. That's according to a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Network Open. Ethicist Brent Leatherwood is among those advocating for an end to mail order abortions, not only from overseas providers, but some stateside providers such as Planned Parenthood. More than a dozen states have near total bans on abortion, and 15 states restrict chemical abortions, according to the Guttmacher Institute. The death toll from the major September 8th earthquake in Morocco has climbed beyond 3,000 as first responders continue attempts to rescue people from the rubble. Send Relief leaders and partners are on the ground are meeting needs and assessing a long-term response. Jason Cox, Send Relief's Vice President of International Ministries, has witnessed the devastation firsthand. He's helped to distribute food and water and conducted village-by-village assessments for Send Relief's long-term recovery efforts. Through its partners on the ground in Morocco, Send Relief is working to facilitate a long-term recovery plan for as many people as possible. You can learn how you can help at sendrelief.org.
Good news for today is made possible by the Voice of the Martyrs, a ministry founded by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand. Richard was imprisoned 14 years, Sabina 3 years, in communist Romania. Today, VOM serves persecuted Christians in more than 70 nations and tells their stories to inspire and challenge other members of the body of Christ. Learn more and sign up for VOM's free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
The view from the audience is not always accurate and certainly never complete, and the same can be said of viewing the life of Elizabeth Elliot. In the second volume of Elliot's authorized biography, Being Elizabeth Elliot, bestselling author Ellen Vaughn leads readers through the middle section of Elliot's life, which Vaughn describes as the most interesting and least known part of her life. Elliot and her husband Jim worked with a group of missionaries in the 1950s to reach the Aka Indians. Jim Elliot and Nate Saint were killed by the unreached people as they tried to establish a relationship with them. Before her death, Elliot, who gained notoriety as an author and speaker, asked a friend to steward her story and seek out someone to write her biography. Later, Elliot's friend and her family authorized Vaughn to share Elliot's story with unique access to Elizabeth's private, unpublished journals and candid interviews with family and friends. You can read more about it and find daily emails that you can sign up for free at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.